I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The Colorado Farm Bureau and other producers groups are expressing deep concerns about the possibility of a full-blown trade war. China has threatened levies on American goods, including fruit, pork, and ethanol. That was in response to the Trump administration's planned tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue told reporters recently there may be actions the agency can take that might reduce the possible economic damage to farmers from trade disruptions and possible trade wars.
Action will be taken here. We're not going to let farmers be sacrificed on trade wars. You can't necessarily proclaim ahead of time what your measures are, and that's why I'm being very cautious today and telling you about the things that are being contemplated, but the discussions and being made about what's the best way to respond.
He did say the actions will send a message to China that it will not be able to change U.S. policy by holding U.S. agriculture hostage. China is proposing tariffs of $50 billion on U.S. goods. That posturing has put Colorado's farmers and ranchers on edge. China has threatened a 25% tariff on pork. The Denver Post reports soybeans, the top crop the U.S. sends to China, also is vulnerable, as is sorghum, a grain raised for export that is well-suited to Colorado's dry climate.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.